This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about integrity, ladies and gentlemen. Our founding fathers had a great idea for us, and it was all laid out in our U.S. Constitution. And it would appear, as history has demonstrated time and time again, I believe the evidence is very empirical, and it lies before us. All you got to do is read and do just a little bit of study. Sadly, this isn't happening in the institutions of our educational system. You know, even those institutions are being compromised because progressives have taken over, and this isn't something that just happened a couple of years ago. It's been over 100 years, you know, since the turn of the 20th century. You know, they took over, you know, back in the latter 1900s, took over our educational system, and they've had their way with it ever since. And we wonder why all the money that we've spent towards education and the return on, you know, investment that we get is just so poor and frustrating, and who's paying the price for it? America as a total entity, but certainly our kids and our grandkids, as we continue to maintain the course and somehow, you know, realize that definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results. But we continue to march forward. You know, I ran across Judy Kent, a friend of ours, sent me this link about this new anti-Hillary ad. That's incredibly effective in its simplicity. Tom Tillerson reported on it the other day. And this is, you know, it points to Hillary's problem with being trustworthy. I mean, you know, clearly 3 out of 4 people, you know, just flat out just don't trust her. Well, I wonder why. I mean, you know, it's you want to know what somebody will do. Look what they've done. And so here's an ad that was done. You know, it's an anti-Clinton ad. And it starts out as anything, but at least until the woman featured in the clip reaches a limit on how duplicitous she can be. Listen.
There is so much at stake in this election, and that's why I'm supporting Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is honest and trustworthy, and can we cut?
Cut. What's the problem?
I can't say these words.
What do you mean?
I just don't believe what I'm saying.
Okay, but you're an actress.
I'm not that good of an actress. Honest and trustworthy. Give me a break.
Make America Number One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is what people are realizing and what they're faced with. I mean, the sentiment there, you know, this actress, you know, refuses to have a private life that is represented in one way and a public life that says something different. You know, it's, as I say, it's about integrity, being truthful, you know, as a country, truthful to the U.S. Constitution. That is what's being attacked right now, whether it's with the refugee issue. And, again, we've got immigration. We've got refugee policies. When people come to this country, there are rules. If we are a nation of rules and laws, why don't we follow them? You know, why do we not expect our visitors, like we would when they come to our home, to respect our homes and, you know, add to the proposition, not take away? But we have too many refugees, admittedly. You know, that our State Department, our security people say we can't vet them. There's just too much. We don't have the information. And you know, it just makes sense, right? I mean, here it is. Their countries have been decimated. All this information about who they are, when they were born even, all that is gone. By the way, it's up in flames. It's a bucket of dust like, you know, Ground Zero in New York at 9/11. Everything was decimated. This is what's happened. These lives of people, all of a sudden, they come in, and there's how do you vet these people? You just have to kind of take them for their word. And then our government says, you know, our president says, oh, it's been a 3-year process. Really? I mean, we just found out about this, I think, in January and February that you guys were thinking about it. So somehow you've been vetting them for the last 3 years? I mean, how does that make sense? I mean, again, we're being lied to. And is it any a wonder that America less and less is trusting its government? And I say they've given us very little to trust them for. They keep giving us more evidence to not trust them, that's for sure. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to fight the good fight, do everything we can to get this country back on track. If it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, a grassroots level, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess to begin with. You know that. 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Doug Badger with us right now, former White House and U.S. Senate policy advisor and currently a senior fellow at the Galen Institute. Doug Badger, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Hey, I want to talk about Obamacare, okay? This is the crown jewel and the legacy of this president I'll tell you, much of America feels like we're dragging a five-bedroom home underneath, about 20 miles worth of water here. This has just been a drag on everything. I know for some people it may seem to be a crown jewel. Hillary and others are suggesting that 20 million people that heretofore were not covered are now covered because of Obamacare, and I think that number is not a true number. I think that that has been jury-rigged in much the same way that they jury-rigged the numbers when they talk about the labor force increase.
Yeah, I agree, Bill. Yeah. I think a lot of the claims by the supporters of Obamacare have been very inflated, and part of that is, of course, is as you just
okay. Well, we're gonna reconnect with Doug here, having some technical phone issues that happened, and we'll get into this. But what I've been frustrated over, regarding Obamacare, if you remember, it was all about the 30 million people that donut hole of people that were not covered, and we were going to move to cover them. Interestingly enough, I mean, they talk about 20 million people being covered. Now, if you go by their math, that says roughly 10 million people are not covered as a result of Obamacare. But even that number is false evidence. That's not right. We're not. Because I can't get that right number when I ask government officials and go to the government websites to say what happened to the 30 million people that we were supposed to cover, something gets lost in translation. So we're standing by here to get reconnected with Doug Badger, former White House and U.S. Senate policy advisor, and we're reconnected. Doug, sorry about the technical problems here, but I'm glad we were able to get back. But as you were saying, much about Obamacare has been inflated.
Yes, it has been, and it's exactly the point that you were making just a few minutes ago about the idea of top-down reform. The folks who designed this law, which, as we all know, is big and very complex and very difficult for us as citizens even to get our arms around, mm-hmm. is the product of people who honestly believe that they know how health care should be delivered, what it should cost, how much of it we should receive. And Obamacare, in many ways, embraces all of their very high-sounding ideas, which, as we all know, have not worked out terribly well in practice. But in their minds, you know, these were all very good ideas, and as a consequence, they must be working. That's one of the big disjunctions between the people in Washington, the people who make the laws and establish the policies, and those of us who have to live our lives under those laws and policies.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, President Obama and his elites do not have to live under the same policy of Obamacare as we do.
Well, that's right. I mean, many of those folks, clearly they don't have to address some of the issues that we deal with the big premium increases, having our health insurance coverage canceled, and some of the other problems that millions of people, tens of millions of people, have encountered over these past 6 years. Nevertheless, in the minds of these folks, and I would lump Secretary Clinton in with that group, this law is working quite well, and to the extent that it's not working as well as perhaps they would have wanted, the answer is more government, more of their fine ideas, that again will be inflicted on the rest of us.
Well, Doug, you're a policy advisor. Did you think the way they were presenting this, that it was ill-fated? I mean, even in their vision, I mean, let's have health care for everybody. You know, let's get everybody insured here. Let's provide health care. You know, was that the right premise? Because in a sense, I mean, here it is. You look at it, you know, like an accountant without anybody else in the room asking the hard questions. You say, hey, figure this out. Let's get health care for everybody. How do we do this? You know, and they just go on a piece of white sheet of paper and start putting this stuff together. But they had to assume a lot of things that people were going to figure out that, you know, what they were buying wasn't what they were going to need in order to carry others who needed what it was that you paid for.
Yeah, I think you've described it very well. I think there are a lot of very bad assumptions that underlie this law. But two of them are, first, that people in Washington can design health insurance coverage that people will want, and two, that there is a much greater demand for health insurance than in fact there is. For a lot of people, particularly those who are young and in good health, they make, in some cases, a very rational economic choice not to buy health insurance. And the assumption of the people who wrote the Obamacare law is that the uninsured consisted of a monolithic group, people who all wanted to have coverage but couldn't get it because those big bad insurance companies either wouldn't sell it to them or were charging them very high rates.
Mm-hmm.
What we've learned with Obamacare is that there are millions and millions of people who are voluntarily uninsured. They just don't want it. And even if the government makes them pay a tax for the privilege of remaining uninsured, they will pay that tax rather than buy a product that they don't want and don't feel they need.
Exactly. Well, you know, Jonathan Gruber baked into it, as he said, you know, they were going to, to your point, design a program that people would want. If you didn't want it, we're going to compel you to get it, right?
That's right. And again, they believe, and they believe this, and their understanding of the way the Massachusetts law worked, they felt as though people would consider themselves to be bad citizens, bad people, if they didn't go out and buy health insurance, and that those few who would continue to refuse to do so would be intimidated into doing it by having to pay the tax on the uninsured.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I don't live in Massachusetts, never had, but I know that Massachusetts is a lot different from Mississippi.
Without a doubt.
From Montana.
Well, Doug, we got to leave it right there. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Doug Badger is with us. More from Doug right after this. Stay with us.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
As we continue to look for the gopher's eye, everything about our lives, why not, Ben? Some really heavy-duty philosophy, but also simple sometimes. Got to look for the gopher's eye. That's it. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Doug Badger, former White House and U.S. Senate policy advisor, is with us as we continue to talk about Obamacare's crown jewel losing its luster. Doug, you were mentioning right before we went to break that you don't live in Massachusetts, so there were things that you couldn't relate to, but certainly you could relate to some of the failings of the of this national health care program.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. It comes down to the idea of a handful of policy folks here in Washington, D.C. I live outside of Washington. Here in Washington, D.C., more or less deciding that they knew how to design insurance products and they knew how to, in effect, either persuade or coerce tens of millions of people to sign up for that insurance coverage. In fact, what they've managed to do is establish a program that is very attractive to people with pre-existing medical conditions, people who expect to run up more in medical bills than they have to pay out in premiums. And it's also very generous to people with low incomes because they buy their insurance company and their medical care with other people's money. But for those who are middle income, those who are struggling to get by, those who are in reasonably good health, it turns out that they don't think this is such a good deal. And because they've stayed out and people with costly medical conditions have gone in, you have the specter of premium increases of 30, 40, sometimes 50% or more occurring because the program simply does not work.
And you're having some of these, some of these franchises, some of these entities that were supposed to be, providing this, they're heading for the exits. I mean, we're down to single digit numbers in terms of these exchanges that were set up by the government in order to provide this system. So it's really unwinding on itself. And now what they're projecting, by 2017, that it will run out of money and just, then what happens?
Well, unfortunately, Washington never runs out of money because if they don't get it directly from the taxpayer, they borrow it. So and as long as they're spending tens of billions of dollars to subsidize both low-income individuals and insurance companies, there'll always be Obamacare exchange-based policies, but it is something that gets ever more costly and doesn't cover anywhere near the number of people they should cover. Mm-hmm. And what the hope would be is that we could get a president and a Congress in place that can finally simply say, look, this isn't working. We need to do it differently. And instead of a government-run system, why don't we go to a consumer-based system where people, insurers, design and sell products, and consumers decide whether they want to buy and what they're willing to pay.
In a sense, go back to what we had.
Go back. I do think that there needs to be – we could do better than what we were offering prior to Obamacare. Mm-hmm. There are some rules that could be put in place that protect people, particularly those who incur very, very large medical expenses, cancer treatments and so forth, to make sure that they're not wiped out financially. Exactly. And to provide something. People who are continuously covered shouldn't be in a position where the insurer can cancel their coverage because they get sick. There are a lot of common sense things that can be done, and frankly should be done at the state level, not at the federal level by Washington, that could address some of the problems that existed before. But as with most things that occur in Washington, the government comes riding to the rescue to solve a problem, makes the problem 10 times worse than it ever was before, and then tells us that, well, the only way to solve this problem is with even more government.
Exactly.
And that's where I think the conversation and the national debate has gone a little bit off the rails.
Well, Ronald Reagan's words echo to this day, you know, when he said, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. You know, so it's just, you know, to your point, what they have done to this health care program. I mean, to the point, you know, even if we just said, okay, let's go back to where we were, let's open up the lines, let insurance companies, let them rise, let the cream rise, let the free market system work, and let free market principles drive the healthcare program in this country, and you know, do some things, you know, some minor tweaks in terms of, you know, to your point, that people aren't, you know, due to a catastrophic issue, that they're not devastated and they lose everything, and you know, their families and everything are affected as a result of an illness.
Yeah, that's right. And again, doing that, you don't need thousands of pages of legislative language and tens of thousands of pages of regulations and waivers and special exemptions for this political group and that political group. It's really not all that complicated. And again, I would reiterate, this is something, running the healthcare system is absolutely something that Washington is ill-equipped to do. The regulation of health insurance has for a very long period of time, up until Obamacare, been largely left to the states. And to my earlier point, Massachusetts might adopt a program that makes sense for the state of Massachusetts.
Exactly.
Montana might do something very different.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that we're going to take presumably what quote unquote worked in Massachusetts and apply it, impose it on the people of all 50 states, was absolutely an act of hubris, an act of runaway pride, and an act that's harmed tens of millions of people completely unnecessarily.
Well, the ironic thing of this, Doug, I think, you know, the president and Joe Biden and those in the Democratic Party thought that they were going to be such heroes over this that in much the same way that LBJ had predicted the 1964 civil rights law would, you know, would have people voting Democrat forever. They saw themselves as being heroes. I mean, they wanted to make this a real political issue. You know, no Republicans signed on to this. This belongs to the Democratic Party, and we'll look what they've done to us.
They have, and I think they would be quite shocked to think that 6.5 years after President Obama signed it into law, it still remains a proposition that most people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And up until now, they've been refusing to listen to that. Unfortunately, with the Hillary Clinton campaign, she's got a solution to all this, and the solution is more government. Why don't we just let the government directly run an insurance company, the so-called public option?
Right.
And all I can say is, if you thought this iteration of Obamacare was a disaster, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, yeah, look what happened with the VA. I mean, basically single payer, that's what you're looking at, right? The incompetence of the government on full display, whether it's VA, certain portions of Medicare as well, it is demonstrated time and time again. So when you make the statement that the government cannot run health care, you've got enough empirical evidence to back that statement up, don't you?
Unfortunately, more than I wish I had.
You know, it's going to be up to we the people. We've got to push back and do what we can to get this country back on track and to get our health care back in order. Doug Badger, former White House and U.S. Senate policy advisor, currently a senior fellow at the Galen Institute. Doug, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you. Why not, America? Bill Martinez here. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to get involved in the conversation? Let us know your thoughts. We always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Randy Sutton with us right now. 34 years of experience, including service in Princeton, New Jersey. 24 years in the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, where he retired with the rank of lieutenant. During his tenure in Vegas, he became one of the most decorated officers in department history, earning multiple life-saving awards, exemplary service, I might add, community service, and a Medal for Valor. He was also awarded the Presidential Point of Light Award by President George Bush for his creation of a reading program for inner-city kids. Randy Sutton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Again, we hear this morning men in blue being attacked, this time in Boston. You know, what's happening here?
What's happening is a degeneration of our society and respect for law enforcement. We're seeing an empowering of a malicious type of attitude that is permeating a certain element of society where the belief that there is no you're not accountable for what you do any longer, and the lack of respect for law enforcement is showing in all kinds of ways, which include the murders and the attacks on law enforcement, as we have seen even this year alone, more than a 60% increase in the murders of law enforcement officers and more than 300 shootings of law enforcement officers just this year alone.
Yeah, I mean, and the other day we had two officers, a veteran police officer getting ready to retire, a female officer that was his partner, just delivered a child. She was just coming off of pregnancy leave, and no more. I mean, she has a four-year-old child. He has eight children. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible. I mean, how much worse does it have to get here, Randy?
You know, I every day I say it couldn't get any worse, and then every day it does get worse. Bill, what's going on is a dehumanization of police. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's been very effectively done by Black Lives Matter and their followers, and the media has done a tremendous job of putting out disinformation about just who police officers are. They no longer are seen in many circles as even being human. I mean, I spoke to the partner of Officer Laura Zarebny, who was the young mother who was just killed in Palm Springs, and it was heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking, Bill, to hear the anguish in the voice of her training officer and those who worked with her. You know, these are police officers, are moms and their dads, their brothers and sisters, and they're doing a extremely difficult job under really hard circumstances. And instead of being treated with respect and dignity, in many ways they're being treated like they're the enemy. I mean, mm-hmm. look at just what happened just the other day when a big corporation like Ben and Jerry's comes out publicly in support of Black Lives Matter, who is called for defunding, demilitarizing, destroying police agencies and violence towards law enforcement officers, which has seen this increased violence. And a big corporation like that shows this indignity towards law enforcement by coming out publicly like that.
They're very naive, aren't they, Randy? I mean, to think that, look, if the bad guys are militarizing up, you know, we saw this happen so glaringly in Los Angeles, as you remember, and you and I talked about, you know, the shootout there in L.A. where the police realized at that time they were outgunned by these guys that were, you know, they were loaded up to bear. They had automatic weapons. They were, they were far and ahead away from these officers that just had sidearms and maybe a shotgun.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, here's the thing. When society loses its police, society ceases to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing is crime increasing, violent crime is increasing all over this country. I mean, to the point where in some places the murder rate has gone up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that? This isn't a coincidence that this happened since the disinformation of Ferguson and all of the movements, the anti-police movements, have taken place. This isn't a coincidence. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what certain elements want. They want anarchy, and they want the police to be vilified. That is their political agenda, and we're seeing it play out because they have a tremendous amount of money and funding and resources that are being funneled to them. Blue Lives Matter, my organization, we're just a grassroots group of men and women of law enforcement and supporters. We have no money.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1.2 million followers, which is astounding, but we don't have those type of resources. We just have to get the word out through people like you who are concerned enough about their country to help get the truth out.
Well, Randy, when I talk to other police officers, some retired, some still active, they tell me, they go, Bill, we saw this coming on. I mean, this is no surprise. We saw the trajectory of the culture, you know, with the movies that were out there, the video games, all these things contributing, even down to the point that where you had the manifestation of incarceration being demonstrated, you know, with the kids out in the street that were embracing kind of a jail culture, so to speak. So with that, the respect of life, on and on. I mean, it's all been contributory. Very complex, but a process that has gone unheeded, and it's as if our leaders have just been asleep at the wheel here.
Well, when you talk about leadership, I mean, I'm actually, right now, I just did a presentation to a group of homicide detectives about combating America's war on cops. And you know, when I look at the beginning of this, I go back to Obama's first term when he came out after the arrest of a buddy of his at Harvard.
Right.
He came out and talked about the police acting stupidly before he even knew the circumstances. And that, to me, was a watershed moment.
Well, his knee-jerk reaction was more as a black man than it was as a president, clearly. I mean, that's what this is all about. And so here it is. We have our first black president, although some would say half black president, but, you know, still, our first black president. And you think that he'd been a lot more sensitive to try to heal the divide. And just the opposite has occurred, because it seems to go along with the agenda of progressives that, you know, if we can divide, then we can conquer. And we've become the ununited States of America. And these are all, you know, symptoms of that result.
I couldn't agree more. And his anti-law enforcement agenda has been very clear from that moment. And it has been. Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, Bill, because this is very, very recent, but just 4 days ago, 5 days ago, the United States Department of Justice, which unfortunately has become one of the most politicized Department of Justice in memory, came out with a report about diversifying police agencies. And of course, that's the buzzword of the new millennium.
Yeah,
right?
That's the answer for everything, right? Yeah, exactly.
But here's what they said. The reason that we haven't had diversification, which is a lie, by the way, 26% of law enforcement officers are minorities. The reason that they call is because of, you're gonna lose your mind over this, is because of what they call the standards are too high. They want to lower the standards, and they want to allow ex-felons and drug users to join the police departments. They actually said this in a report.
Right. I understand how disturbing that has to be for someone like yourself and others who have been defending the law all along. Lieutenant Randy Sutton has been with us. Randy, thank you so much.
Brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. But treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org. This report is brought to you by GOPO. Many adults in the U.S. suffer from occasional joint discomfort, which can limit an active and healthy lifestyle. Clinically proven and used extensively in Europe, GOPO is now available in the U.S. to help support long-term joint mobility and cartilage care. This all-natural supplement, which contains galactolipids, is specifically designed for joint care. The key is galactolipids, which occur naturally in rose hips and are thought to play a valuable role in the care of joint tissues by stabilizing neutrophil membranes and reducing their migration into inflamed tissues. Additionally, GOPO's powerful antioxidants combat free radicals that result from chemotaxis. Dr. Kai Winter.
GOPO is not a drug, but an all-natural supplement that you can feel confident taking for long-term joint care. At just 3 weeks, 8 out of 10 users reported positive results with no reported side effects. This could help reduce the barriers that joint conditions inflict on people's lives.
For more information on achieving long-term joint health, visit gowithgopo.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day. 3 hours coming your way, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al Jansen is with us right now. Al has written more than 30 books, including collaborations with authors such as Gary Smalley, Steve Douglas, Amy George, Brother Andrew. Assisted ministries such as Focus on the Family, Campus Crusade for Christ, Open Doors, Alliance Defense Fund, and Promise Keepers. Al and his wife Jo live in Colorado Springs, and we've got him at the airport on his way home right now. So appreciate having the time here to speak with Al Jansen. Al, congratulations on your new book, Your Marriage Masterpiece, Transform Your Relationship Through God's Amazing Design.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be with you this morning.
Well, Al, you know, marriage is, boy, I'll tell you, it is one of those topics that we can spend all day talking about. I consider the process that here it is, the day of, first of all, engagement and, you know, going to the wedding, and it's all roses and rainbows. But something happens along the way here to where we go, wait a minute, this was the woman, the man of my dreams, and suddenly it's become a nightmare. And we realize that there's something way off here, especially when you look at divorce statistics, whether it's inside the church or outside the church. I mean, we're a mess. So there's something going wrong here. What's happening?
Well, Bill, I worked for 10 years with Focus on the Family and was very involved in publishing some incredibly good materials with, well, you mentioned Gary Smalley, for example, John Trent, a number of others. But it came to my, it came to me that we have so many good marriage materials, how to have better communication, how to handle your money, how to survive parenting. But marriages are still failing, even among Christians in, at an alarming rate. Mm-hmm. So what's the problem? And it occurred to me that maybe we've lost the meaning of marriage. Why are we married in the first place? Mm-hmm. So that was the starting point for me to begin to research with my colleague Kurt Bruner to find out what is it that God intended marriage to be from the beginning. And if maybe if we get that, all of these other great resources that are available might be more meaningful and more helpful. So that's my approach.
Right. Well, Al, you know, and I go to, you know, what Jesus said, you know, because of the hardness of their hearts. You know, when you're hard-hearted, I mean, you know, along with that goes hard-headedness. Sometimes, right. No matter what you do, people just don't want to listen because they'd rather be, as one gal I talked to a long time ago, because I always like to ask people when they've had long marriages, you know, what's your success? And I was talking to this one gal, she'd been married for 60 years, and she goes, oh, Sonny, she goes, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right. And wow, you know, it's pretty wise. Sometimes I think in our desire to be right, it hardens an aspect of our beingness that just gets in the way with God's plan and his clear announcement and purpose for these institutions that he's established for our good.
Well, you know, Bill, we have all kinds of examples of relationships these days with celebrities and sports figures and so on, and most of the people, the young people today, their homes, they come out of homes with divorce and so on. Mm-hmm. God considered marriage so important that he set the model for it. The Bible begins with a wedding, the Bible ends with a wedding, and in between, what we see is that God entered into what he called a marriage relationship with Israel, and you talk about hard-headedness.
Yes.
He got really frustrated with his bride, and if you want to understand the prophets and why some of the anger that comes out of God's mouth, it's because he says you've committed adultery. You've gone and whored after other gods, and I want to be your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see the heroic life of Jesus, who we now know the church is the bride of Christ. And so we're not going to find a good, perfect human picture of what marriage should be. And that's why God gave it to us through being a husband to Israel and then Christ as the beloved husband with church as the bride of Christ. That's the picture we need to look at.
And we need to understand we're part of the building blocks to that, right? I mean, some people say, well, we're the bride of Christ, and they see it as this entity, but they forget that there's individual bricks in the wall that we represent in that church edifice.
Yeah, I think each marriage is intended to be one little piece of that beautiful building that God is putting together. So if you have a divorce, you have a Christian couple that give up on their marriage, then you're missing a little bit of a piece of that beautiful picture that God wants to paint. I use the analogy of the Sistine Chapel in Rome, where you had all of this incredible, glorious scene paint that Michelangelo painted, but it got marred over the years from all the smoke and grime and so on. And so you lost a lot of what Michelangelo intended. And so laboriously, experts restore, clean the grime off, and every little piece of that, it took 8 years, but every little piece of that masterpiece was finally revealed to be what it was supposed to be. And that's what I want Christians to see, is that it's worth persevering in your marriage to see what it is that God's going to produce, something very, very beautiful. And if you give up after 10 or 15 or 20 years, you'll never know what the masterpiece will be, that glorious painting that God is creating.
Well, you touch on something so critical. I mean, there's so many things that are critical in your book, but particularly a contract versus a covenant here, Al. You know, our culture is very contractually established and well-oiled, and we think of that. But God says he never intended this to be a contractual arrangement. This is a covenant, and as you mentioned earlier, he exampled what a covenant meant, with his marriage to, you know, the chosen children of Israel, and time again, how forgiving he was, and how he remained faithful. It wasn't based on a contract. It's a covenant. So there's a big difference. And people who do not have a spiritual understanding of the differential of those two terms will fall victim and find themselves in a contractual arrangement versus a Mosaic covenant that God expected mm-hmm. them and designed them to be in.
Right. Well, a contract, you know, every contract you can find a way to break it or get out of it. But a covenant's a very different deal. And one of the questions I asked, well, is God insists he's the husband to Israel. When did that happen? And I believe the answer is found in Genesis chapter 15, where God said to Abraham, bring these animals, and Abraham understood what this ceremony was. It's a ceremony that was that spanned about 1,500 years among tribes.
Right.
And a young boy and a young girl could be betrothed to one another, and the fathers would walk this blood path between the animals that had been sacrificed. And basically that meant that if either side violated the covenant, the party that violated it would pay with his life. But here's the interesting thing. God walked that blood path but did not allow Abraham to walk it. So God basically said, if Abraham or any of his descendants violate this covenant, I, God, will have to pay with it with my blood.
Right.
And that's what the meaning of the sacrifice of Jesus is. Jesus, in order to have his bride, the church, had to pay that blood sacrifice, that blood price. And that, to me, gives tremendous meaning to my marriage. When I enter into a covenant, I'm entering into a three-way relationship with Jesus at the middle of that relationship.
Exactly.
And he paid for that relationship with his life.
Right. Well, Al, today the contemporary culture says because of the divorce rate, as you mentioned, children coming from more divorced families than ever, they say, "Well, you know, I'll just cohabitate. You know, why get married?"
Well, yeah, why get married unless there's a greater meaning to it? And to me, the meaning is found in the heroic life that Christ gave for us as example. He showed us what it means to love heroically.
Mm-hmm.
Cohabitating is about me. It's about my happiness. If you make me happy, we'll stay together. If you don't, I'll get out of it. Jesus' example as the husband of church is heroic, sacrificial love, meeting the needs of the other person. And if we can see that in marriage, I want to, my wife and I have kind of it's almost a game. Who can outlove the other? How can I out-sacrifice you? And you know what? It changes the whole tone of the relationship.
Without
makes it a
doubt.
Joy.
About 30 seconds here left, Al. What do you want people to take away from this?
I want them to see the big picture. I want them to see that it's worth going the distance in your marriage and seeing the beauty of what God will create. Yes, it's going to be difficult. There's sometimes the marriage is very one-sided. The other party can't give everything to it. And yet,
okay, Al, we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Al Jansen, his book, Your Marriage Masterpiece, linked on our website.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an